Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Talk about the holidays. It can be a time of joy, but for a lot of people, it's also a difficult time of year. Dr. B, first of all, Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I know. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the year.
And I ask everybody this, and I'll ask you to make the same commitment. Please promise me you will not spend more than, say, $500 on me.
I'm going to try my best, Tom.
Do I have your word?
I'm going to try, I tell you.
All right, we're going to talk about some tips for taking care of your emotional well-being during this holiday season. I guess, Doc, we'll start with the basics. What do we talk about when we say emotional well-being?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's the basis for the way you think, the way you feel. Your emotional well-being really affects how you make decisions and how you connect with other people around you. And what's really critical is it's also a key part of your overall wellness, your health and wellness. And the CDC actually says positive emotional wellness can actually lower the risk of certain diseases or even sicknesses, things like cold and flu and even injuries. So it is really critical.
So there is a linkage there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Emotions are extremely important.
How can the holidays affect our well-being?
Well, it's probably not going to be surprising to anyone, but the American Psychological Association says that almost 90% of adults in the U.S. have increased stress during this time of the year. I'm sure a lot of people are experiencing it right now, and it may be related to trying to host that, you know, perfect dinner party or choosing the perfect gift for somebody. And then, you know, if you have to manage travel this time of year, that's extremely stressful. A lot of people have tight budgets right now, too. And then, of course, there's going to be the family coming to town and spending a lot of time with that family. Dynamics can be variable, and so that can cause a lot of stress for people, too. So it's going to be, you know, specifics are different for everybody, but it's understandable why so many people can feel overwhelmed at this time of year.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, family, I think, thank God for alcohol. I'm just kidding, okay? I'm just playing around. Let's talk about loneliness, seriously.
Yeah, loneliness can really affect your well-being as well, and it's super common, especially in people who maybe live alone, or if you've lost a loved one, and not even necessarily recently. This time of year can actually kind of exacerbate those feelings of loneliness if you lost someone even a few years ago. You know, and you're seeing a lot of other people, you know, traveling around and getting together, and if you can't travel to celebrate with your family, that's going to increase your loneliness as well. And it's hard to deal with any time of the year, but it gets really intense around the holidays because you're seeing so many people getting together and having a great time. So that can really be upsetting to a lot of people.
You know, as you say that, it seems like the Facebook phenomenon where people see things on Facebook all throughout the year and they think that that's real life and that's that everybody else is having stuff that you aren't having. And it seems like that's kind of like the same thing that people go through here, but in a little bit different way with the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they call it FOMO, fear of missing out, because you're seeing all these people having a great time and you're thinking, why am I not doing that? But it's perfectly normal.
Let's talk about some tips to deal with it.
Yeah, so the biggest tip I give people, and I try to tell myself this all the time, is learn to say no. it's really important. You know, during the holidays, you're going to feel a lot of pressure to accept every invitation, but really there's only 24 hours in a day, and there's no way you can fill all of those obligations because you've got to have time for yourself to rest, to decompress, and really focus on your own well-being. And so I tell people all the time, kind of pause and think about what your priorities are going to be for this holiday season. And then, you know, use that information to choose which activities you really want to do, what events you're going to attend. But make sure that you've got a plan to help you feel a little less overwhelmed by everything that's going on and more in control of what can be a very busy schedule this time of year.
Well, that's a key word, control. So that's your first tip. What's tip number two, Doc?
Yeah, you know, the other thing is get creative with gift giving. People can get very stressed out about getting gifts, and there may be a lot of last minute present buying. You know, so sometimes try something a little different. Give somebody something homemade, maybe low cost or no cost, can be a great way to show appreciation for people in your life. And it may be more sentimental. You know, everybody's got pictures on their phone. You know, print one of those out and put it in a frame. That can be a wonderful gift for somebody in your family. And another thing I tell people, and I love these, is actually gift someone an experience, because that may be quality time you can spend together with your loved ones. And, you know, my wife does this for me all the time. She recently did an oyster tour down in Burris, and it was one of the best gifts I had ever gotten because we got to spend time together, and I learned how to shuck oysters and eat them all.
Those Dr. Hand shucking oysters? Oh, I don't think so.
I wear the gloves.
There you go. You got to wear the gloves. But you know, Doc, along those lines, my kid's fiance made for me a stained glass image of, and you know how you and I share an affection for boxers. Affectation was the word I was thinking of. And of Betsy in stained glass, and it was not just a generic boxer. They actually took the time to take pictures, and they captured her, man, on a little stained glass thing that I hang in the house, and that is of more value to me than a brand new car. I'm not kidding. So there is something to be said for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the presence you're always going to remember. I've got a painting of mine hanging in the hallway.
Yeah, if you send me a picture, I might be able to get you a little stained glass thing made. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about tip number three when we come back. We're talking to our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the holidays being a time of joy, but it can also be a difficult time of year. He's given us through tips one through two already, and we'll talk about tip three when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health, about ways to deal with the stress of the holidays. Couple of tips. Number one, learn to say no. Number two, get creative with gift giving. How about number three, Doc?
Yeah, so don't forget to take a break, you know, from all the chaos when, you know, you're focusing on trying to make your family happy, but don't forget to take care of yourself as well. So if you start feeling overwhelmed, hit pause, you know, maybe sit down and watch a movie this weekend. Maybe you can drink some hot cocoa outside or just walk around the neighborhood. And if you're still feeling stressed, take some time, you know, deep breathing or meditation, really try to relax a little bit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun, right? Maybe we need to remember that. It's supposed to be fun. What else can we do?
Yeah, don't forget to take care of your health as well. You know, things are pretty crazy this time of year, and it's tempting to just say, oh, worry about that next year and set aside all your good habits. But you want to try to maintain your healthy lifestyle that hopefully you've built over the last year. That's going to really improve your emotional state and make it easier to get through the holidays and everything. So try to eat some healthy foods. We know there's going to be a lot of holiday baking and fried turkeys and all of those things, but you know, don't abandon good nutrition altogether. You want to try to find a little space on your plate for fruits and vegetables and make sure you're drinking enough water as well.
How about some next, another tip?
Ways to support your emotional health? I tell people, make sure you try to stick to your sleep schedule. That's really important because you can lose sleep during this time of year and that's going to stress you out. Try to exercise too, you know, especially after a big meal, get up and walk around the neighborhood and enjoy all the holiday decorations and stuff. And then we know there's going to be a lot of Christmas cocktails, but don't overdo the alcohol. You want to be cautious about how much you drink because a lot of alcohol can actually make your stress worse.
Yeah, I was kidding about that earlier, but you do have to do that in moderation. Something else to do, Doc, that you can do to kind of help yourself with the stress of the holidays?
Yeah, you know, this is a great time of year, and really any time is a great time to give back as well. So look for volunteer opportunities. There's a ton of them around this time of year. You know, it may just be something like helping out a local nonprofit or handwriting cards for people in a nursing home. It's a great way to express your gratitude. And if you're feeling lonely, there's going to be other people volunteering. So it may be a great way to meet and connect with those people. You may find out they've got similar interests, and it could be a new friend for life.
Final tips, Doc?
Yeah, I think the other thing to remember, Tommy, this is really important, is don't be afraid to reach out. You know, if you're really feeling stressed, you know, or sad or alone, you want to make sure that you ask for support. And that can be from your loved ones, your family, or even your healthcare provider. You know, don't delay on something like that. And if you think that this is a crisis type situation, if you're really feeling lonely, really sad, don't forget that you can always call or text 988. That's the crisis hotline, and it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you've always got someone you can reach out to if you feel like you need to.
I think part of it, Doc, too, is you got to, you know, temper your expectations, and you got to be realistic, because sometimes you look at Christmas and December and New Year's as this completely different entity, when in fact it's only 30 days away from January 25th, right? It just as March 25th is a month away from April 25th. So it's
exactly
important.
It's supposed to be a really fun time, and I think people look at it because it's the end of the year. You know, I've got to get everything done, but, you know, time keeps moving. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to be January. You'll be starting the new year. Don't get too stressed out or feel like you're missing out on something, like you were saying earlier. It's really important to try to enjoy this time of year. And, you know, and if you can, spend it with some people that you really enjoy spending time with.
I enjoy spending time with you. We all do, Doc. And thank you for all the tips that you've given us this year and ways to keep us healthy. I hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas, very Happy New Year.